All right, in other videos we talked about the centrality of the geopolitical significance of Israel and the spiritual significance of Israel, biblically speaking, in the world today, and all the prophecies that have taken place and been fulfilled as God had promised this group of people. Now, as I said in previous video, they became their own independent state with the help of the UN on May 14th, 1948. Harry Truman said it's one of the greatest accomplishments of his presidency to have been involved in the establishment of Israel as a nation state. Interesting thing happened once that declaration was signed in that library in Tel Aviv by David Ben-Gurion, the Prime Minister of Israel. They were attacked by five nations at one time. A bunch of settlers in a land that bear no fruit, with very few tanks, very few airplanes, three-inch mortars, and one secret bomb called a Davidka, based on David and Goliath. The Davidka was a bomb that packed a whole lot more bark than bite. It actually exploded in such a manner that the Jordanians themselves were so petrified that the mere sound of it sounded like it was so much more than it actually was. They used any and every Old Testament strategy they could to overcome, if not defend, the land they had already been given by this partition plan. They experienced divine protection. This inferior army, inferior in the air, on ground troops, and tanks, overcame five nations in the infancy as a nation with the help of God. And I want to take a look at, in the next videos, some of the miracles that happened. And I don't even know another way to describe it other than, I can't say odd occurrences because there's too many of them. I can't say coincidences, it doesn't fit. I can only say the miraculous divine protection of Israel in keeping with prophetic biblical prophecy that God had promised. We're going to take a look at that. First miracle, to be in your infancy a day as a nation and overcome five attacking nations. Amazing. Now in the next video, we'll take a look at the Six-Day War in 1967. Fascinating story.